Hey, hello. Good evening.
Hi, Andy.
As you can probably hi. I'm Andy.
I'm an alcoholic. My name's Lisa.
We're recording.
Oh, are you? Oh, just kidding, world. World, I'm just kidding.
She forgot your name. That's the actual
okay. World, kidding.
Good evening. As you know, as you can tell by the boxes, this studio is closing. So this is our last evening in this space. And we want to thank Candace for the use of the facility. We are temporarily, for the next 2 months, thanks to Carol. Carol arranged this. We've got a new location. And it's going to be, the meeting is going to be Monday nights for the next 2 months. Monday nights from 7 to 8, same time, different night, Monday nights. And it's going to be at the North Hollywood Police Station. They have a community meeting room there. The address of that North Hollywood Police Station is, it's on Burbank, and it's just east of the 170 on the south side of the street. But the actual address is 11640 Burbank Boulevard, and that's zip code 91601, so that you all know that. And I'll try to put that on the website. We'll try to get Casey with an email out on it, too.
No, I have a question, really.
More like you were like me.
No. What's the parking like over there?
Street parking, but there's plenty of it.
There's a small parking lot.
Oh, there's a small parking lot. I assume that was for police people.
Say the zip again, please.
What's that? 91601. Yeah, there's lots of street parking, and I imagine it's probably sort of safe right around there. Police station. So that's the announcement. But after the 2 months, we either have to like try to reschedule another time slot in that same community room, or we need to find a more permanent location. So, yes.
Is this effective this coming Monday?
That's effective. You're meeting this Monday? Yes. So, it'll be a short week.
Oh,
until your next meeting.
Yes.
So, do you make this Monday? Okay.
Cool.
And with that, I give you Mr. Dallas Snyder.
Good evening. I have wonderful news for you. You hear the term, nothing is constant but change itself. And we are changing now, and we are going to a new location. But the wonderful news is, this whole idea of change is available to each and every one of us. This marvelous universe that we live in allows us to change at any time we wish to change. It allows us to have what I call a reversal of fortune. We do not have to stay poor. We do not have to stay in ill health. We do not have to stay in any situation that we now presently are in. Because we can come to realize that we are the ones that create our situation. There is nothing outside of us, on the outside of life, that has any power over us whatsoever. And when you remember that, it's absolutely wonderful that we can change at any moment. That we are not stuck in any way with any situation that we are in, any circumstance that we are in, and any personality that we are in. It can all be changed, and it can be changed in the twinkling of an eye. It can be changed in the twinkling of an eye. All miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. So what we need always to do is check our belief system and make ourselves believe what we want about ourselves, about the world, and about everything around us. We are the ones that are choosing our life right here and right now, moment by moment. The power for change is always in the present. It's always in the moment. And if you stay in the moment where the power is, you can change. Instead of allowing yourself to drift back to the past, And allowing that ego mind inside of you to say, that's the way it always is. That's what I always do. It always turns out this way. You cannot sit and say to yourself, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, and then believe for an instant that you cannot change. Because this thing that we call God, this power that we call God, this energy that we call God, this vibration that we call God, lives in a field of total possibility. Therefore, you live in a field of total possibility. Years ago, when we started this class, and I say years ago because I'm sure it must be going on 4 years now, I made a statement, and we'll see if Lisa can remember it. And it's, what does God do?
Make all things new. Joy, it wasn't your turn.
God makes all things new. And that's what you do. You make all things new. You make yourself new. And how do you do that? By giving up the ideas and the beliefs and the viewpoints that you are now holding that are not serving you. Just let them go. People love to hold on to them because they call them their pet peeves. They are not your friends. They will never be your friends. And they will never bring you any good news. So let them go. Okay? So that's the good news I have for you. You can change. You have the power and the capability to change. And you do that with your thinking. And you change your thinking. And then you keep it changed. Because we're working with energy itself, the energy that's inside our mind. When we think a thought will go someplace and do something, usually people allow it to go within and do bodily damage. Don't do that to yourself. Know that you have that power. Know that where thought goes, energy flows. And when you have that thought, hold it long enough so that it can fill the form, so that it can manifest or demonstrate and live among you. Okay? With that said, we'll begin as we always do, with a spiritual mind treatment. I'm absolutely delighted to know that I am the power in my own life. I am the one that chooses. I am the one that decides. I choose everything that comes into my life. I give it the okay to exist. And I do that because I know that I am one with the only power there is. And that power is the power for good in the universe. And I use that power right here and right now to choose only prosperity, abundance, and money. And I give myself permission to have these things. I have made up my mind that that is the way I want to go through life. I have been poor, and I have been rich. And I like rich better. So from here on out, I will be rich. And I will allow all the abundance and prosperity and money to come through every channel that the universe has in store for me. And I open my heart with gratitude to receive. And so I do. And so it is. And there and thank you. Tonight we're going to do the cocoon meditation. I said in April we will bring you up through the things so that you can actually change, so that you can see something that changes. And we started the month with the big I am. And that was the whole idea that inside of you is a consciousness much bigger than you can comprehend. And I call it the big I am. And you know that you have that because you often hear it. And you often want to hear it. You know perfectly well that you have an idea of yourself which is greater than the idea that you are expressing at the present moment. And you do not express the big I am because you don't see anyone else expressing it. So you shrink down and start to do what everybody else does. I'm telling you to listen to your higher consciousness, to the big I am that is within you, the one that tells you that you are wonderful, you are marvelous, that you are completely lovable. That voice is within you. That consciousness is within you. Use that. Use it in your daily life. And know that you have it. That it is not just a story that people tell you. You've heard it all your life. That you have a consciousness. And that you have a higher consciousness. And you can start to think about that. And how do we do that? How do we discover the big I am within us? We declare that we have it, number one. Then we start to act as if it were so. We imagine, by using our imagination, what it would be like to always come from that point, from that higher consciousness. And we practice it. We practice it until we become it. I've often told you that the whole idea is to learn to think God thoughts after it. You have to think God thoughts after it. You have to say to yourself, what would God do in this situation? What would God feel in this situation? Anytime that I am feeling off center, off balance, unlovable, I go to the big I am. And I allow it to tell me that I am absolutely wonderful, that I am deserving, that I am worthy, and that I am totally lovable. Anytime I'm not feeling quite right, if I think for one moment that I'm coming down with any illness whatsoever, I sit down and remind myself that God cannot be sick. There is no illness in the mind of God. Therefore, there can be no illness in me. You always go back to the basics, to the whole idea that all you are is God, but you are not all that God is. And you have to remind yourself of that constantly. That's the whole idea of praying without ceasing. You pray all day long. Every time you see beauty, every time you're grateful, every time you realize that you're connected to this thing that we call God, every time you realize that you are connected to the universe, that the universe and God would be incomplete without you, that is a form of prayer. That is a form of prayer. You are trying to think good thoughts, positive thoughts about yourself. You always want to say something good about yourself. Why is that, Lisa?
Because loving yourself is the highest form of loving God.
Yes. Loving yourself is the highest form of worship you can give God. And here I use the word worship simply because in our language that means something. But I will tell you that you never have to worship God. God is far and above being worshipped. This thing that we call God is always beyond thoughts and words. Always beyond thoughts and words. So that's about the big I am. Then the next week we talked about the true self. And you all know that there is something inside of you that wishes to be expressed, that wants to come out. Actors use it in acting. Writers, musicians, everybody uses it. It's creativity. And that creativity comes from the universe. It comes from this thing that we call God. So when people say they have no creativity, that cannot be true. It means you are not expressing it at that moment. You have not opened to that creativity. Here again, how do you open to that creativity? By saying, I am now open to the creativity of the universe, and I welcome every idea that comes to me. And I know that this thing called God supplies what I need right here and right now. You must ask for what you want. I learned that, excuse me, from my brother. When we were children, my brother always seemed to be getting everything. And I said to him one day, how do you do that? He said, Dallas, if it's not worth asking for, it's not worth having. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you want. That has been used many times. Ask for what you want. I think ask is used, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible. But we fail to ask. We fail to ask sometimes because we don't think we'll get what we want. We fail to ask because we don't think that we're worthy. We don't think we're deserving, and we don't think we're lovable enough to get it. Know that you have those qualities that this thing called God always wants to give you the kingdom. Wesley, is it John 23? It says, fear not, little flock, for it gives me great pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not. And that's what happens to us, isn't it? We get frightened. Fear not. I have used for years a wonderful affirmation, and I've shared it probably with you before. And the affirmation is this. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Start out. Announce Be bold. Let go of fear. And what you want will appear. It will appear. This teaching, which we call metaphysics, works mathematically. It's an equation. Ask for, receive. Ask for, receive. Equal. It's one and the same thing. As soon as you ask for something, it's already done. As soon as you ask for something, it's already done. So learn that. Learn to ask. And know that it's already done, and then don't stir the pot constantly. See? If you plant a seed in the ground, you know it's going to grow. You don't go out every day and rip it up to see if it's getting roots. So when you want something, ask for it and know that it's done. In Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, when you ask for something, even if it's in the darkest, deepest of Africa, you must realize that it's on its way to you now. That it's on its way to you now. This universe holds nothing back from you. This thing we call God holds nothing back from you. The only thing that holds anything back is you and your thinking. Is you and your thinking. And if your God is not giving you what you want, you have to kick that God out and get a bigger, better God. The reason why people do not get what they want, their God is too small. Their God is too small. So you can kick God out. You can do anything you want. Don't hold yourselves back. When we were doing the true self, we felt the energy, did we not? Because anything that is important cannot be learned with knowledge. It must be felt. And you felt that. So you know that it's there. Call it God, call it energy, call it cosmic energy, call it consciousness. Any name you want. But just know that it's there and that you can use it. You can use it to bring into your life what you want. And we felt that true self. Inside of you, you felt a love for yourself. All of a sudden you went, oh my goodness, I do love myself. I do love myself. You have to love yourself. I know that's not a common, popular thing, because people think if you love yourself, you'll get conceited. You'll do this, that, or the other thing. And if you love yourself, you will be able to give yourself everything that you want. You'll be able to give yourself permission. If you love somebody else and they wanted something, would you not give it to them? But you'll hold it back from yourself. And this thing that we call God loves us so much that it's beyond comprehension. And it will give you what you want. It will give you what you want. What happens is most people don't know what they want. So you don't get anything. You have to know what you want. And it can be something very simple. I know perfectly well what each and every one of you wants. I know that you think you want a house, you want a car, you want a boyfriend, you want a girlfriend, you want money, you want prosperity, you want this, that, and the other thing. But I will tell you what you want. Each and every one of us wants peace of mind. We want this mind to be able to settle down. We want to be able to hear, Dallas, I love you inside. That's what we want. We want our mind to settle down. In science of mind, page 181, Ernest Holmes says, you must learn to think the thoughts that you want to think. And you must learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. And you must place no precedent on principle. Principle here is interchangeable with God. See, the point is that we're constantly doing that. You know, this is a divine law. And it's an immutable law, meaning that it never changes. It works for everyone exactly the same way. It shows no favorites whatsoever. But we think it does. And we put conditions on it. And we use the past. Well, what happened in the past, so therefore, past has nothing to do with anything. They call it the past because it's the past. It's gone. Nothing you can do about it. They don't say this is the present. It's the past. You cannot change it. You're able to change the emotional impact that it has on you. But you're not able to change the past. That is divine law. In the outside world, in race mind, we have the law. And the law always goes back to a precedent. What happened in the last case? This thing that we call God does not go back and say, oh, I wonder what I did yesterday. I think I'll do it again today. Doesn't do that. It makes all things new. Always moving from good to greater good. And you're always moving from good to greater good. And you get to the greater good by letting go of the good you have now, knowing that something better and more marvelous is there for you. This was a wonderful room. The next room will be better. Everything will be better. And we get, oh, well, we won't have the restaurant next door. We won't have this. We won't have the parking. We won't. It will be better. It will be better. So don't let your mind do that to you. Last week we said this would be easy and effortlessly and elegantly done under grace. and it's moving right along very nicely without missing a beat. And at 5 o'clock, if you would have seen this room, Hazelken, Andy saw it. This room was a mess. There were boxes, there were people, it looked impossible. And judging by appearances, it looked impossible. But here we are tonight doing this. Come in. Do we have a pillow for her or a chair or something? Can you see? Here, come sit. Well, maybe she doesn't care. Sit. Is that all right? So remember that. And get in contact with this thing that we call the true self. Each and every one of us has it. Do that. And then last week we talked about the will of God. I always bring up the will of God because everyone wants to know what is the will of God. The will of God is good and only good. The will of God for you is good and only good. We have been taught by brand name churches that they know the will of God. No one knows the will of God except God wants good for you. God wants good for you. When disasters happen, when all that happens, that's not the will of God. No. I know when a hurricane goes through a trailer park, everyone says, well, God hates trailers. Not true. They just park those things in the wrong place. The will of God for you is good and only good. God wants you to do what you want to do with your life. God has no plan for your life. God gave you life. God is life. Now you have that wonderful gift. Do something with it. Make your life exciting. Make your life creative. And it will become that. Each and every one of us has inside of us a knowledge of who we are, what we are, and what we want to be. Now, isn't it time that you become that person and give up the excuses that you were potty trained too soon, that you came from the other side of the tracks, that you don't have enough money, that you don't have enough education, that you don't have a degree? All those things are wonderful, but they're not necessary. The only thing that's necessary is to know who you are and to know that you can draw on this power, on this intelligence, on this big mind in the sky, this big mind that's all around us. Many times I tell you that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. We live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. And we can use that. We can use that. God is not in you like a raisin in a cookie. You are in God like the wave in the ocean. And you can use that power. And that's wonderful. So you can change. And we're going to do that now. Tonight we're going to do what I call the cocoon meditation. And we are going to allow ourselves to change. I am famous for my 3x5 cards. So I made some for you people. Would you pass, just pass those around, please? And as you get one of the cards, please read it and meditate on it for a moment. And understand what it means. So in tonight's meditation, what do you think the tool is that we are going to use? We're going to use our imagination. Your imagination is the greatest tool you have. Can anyone tell me why imagination works? Because we live in a mental world. If it were a physical world that we lived in, our imagination would not work. But because we live in a mental world, our imagination will work for us. Would somebody read the little card, please?
How does one become a butterfly, she asked. You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar.
Yes. How many people here want to fly? Want to change? And that's what it takes. That's what it takes. So if you'll get yourself comfortable, we will start the meditation. Right then, just start to settle down. You know how to do that. And just allow all those worries and concerns, just allow them to go right out of your head. You don't need those right now. And just remind yourself that this is something that you want to do. And this is something that's very beneficial for you. You're completely surrounded by love here, and you're completely protected. So you can go just as deep into total relaxation as you feel comfortable going. In order to help you relax even more, I would like you to picture or imagine that you're at the top of a beautiful staircase. And that staircase has 10 steps. And I'm going to count you down that staircase. And with every step, you're going to go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And when you reach the bottom, you're going to step off into a beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. And when you step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, you're going to go 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper into total relaxation than you've ever gone before. So starting at the top, 10, 9, 8, every muscle and every nerve in your body just loosens up and lets go. That's it. Just let go. With every breath you take, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. With every sound you hear, you go deeper and deeper into total relaxation. And it feels so good to just let go. That's it. 7, 6, 5. Halfway down now. Halfway down, and that wave of relaxation has now spread all over your body. That's it. Just allow that wave of relaxation to spread all over your body. And allow it to carry you deeper and deeper into total relaxation. Deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the deeper you go. That's it. Going deeper and deeper into total relaxation. 4, 3, 2. Almost down now. Almost ready to step off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. And remember, when you step off, you're going to go 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper into total relaxation than you've ever gone before. Number 1, stepping off into that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light. That's it. Just allow that light to completely wash all over you. Allow it to completely envelope you. And carry you deeper and deeper into total relaxation. Deeper and deeper. And now as you stand there in that beautiful, white, warm, friendly light, a wave of peace comes over you. A wave of security comes over you. And it feels so good to be here. And now as you look down, you notice that you're on a path. And you notice that that path is running along the ocean. And you start down that path. And it's one of those absolutely wonderful days where the sun is just right. And it feels so good on your skin. And you can feel that sun penetrating down from the top of your head right down to the core of your being. And it feels so warm and so secure. And you are absolutely at peace as you walk that path along the ocean. The air is just right. You can hear the waves coming in and going out, coming in and going out. And you continue to walk. And you notice that you're starting to approach a cliff where the ocean comes almost up to it. But there is enough room for you to walk there. And you walk towards that cliff. And as you walk towards that cliff, you can see that there's a cave there. And as you get close to the cave, you decide that you'll go inside. And as you go inside, you notice something absolutely wonderful. Here you have found a crystal cave. And the light from the sun is making this crystal cave absolutely sparkle. And it feels so wonderful in this cave. And you look around and you see all the crystals twinkling and sparkling. You can almost feel the energy from the crystals. And you decide to walk deeper and deeper into the cave. And as you walk deeper and deeper into the cave, that light from the sun lights up the crystals so that you are able to see. And now you approach a chamber in the crystal cave. And you go inside that chamber. And there in the middle of that beautiful crystal cave, in the middle of this chamber, you notice a beautiful crystal chair there, made from the crystals of the cave. And it looks so inviting that you walk over and sit down on that crystal chair. And it feels so good. And you can feel the energy from the crystals. And as you sit there on that crystal chair, here in this chamber, within the crystal cave, something miraculous starts to happen. From every pore in your body, silken thread starts to appear. And as that silken thread starts to appear, it starts to wrap itself around you. And you are not one bit frightened. It feels so good, so secure, as those silken threads continue to grow from every pore. And as those threads start encircling you, so that now you are completely encased in a silken cocoon. And it feels so good, so secure and so safe to be here in this cave, in this chamber, and now inside the silken cocoon. And as you sit there, completely encased, you start to think to yourself, who am I? What do I want? What can I become? I will be quiet a moment while you answer those questions within your own mind. And with those questions answered, you now see yourself the way you wish to be. And you make up your mind that you are changing, that you are changing, that you are changing now. You are no longer the person that you were. You are going through a metamorphosis. You are changing. Therefore, you are going to leave behind all the old thoughts, habits, viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs that belonged to you when you entered the crystal cave. I will be quiet a moment while you release all the things that are no longer necessary in your new life. Now, as you release all those old, something new and wonderful starts to happen. You start to become that person that you've always wanted to be. And as that occurs, that cocoon you're in starts to crack open. And as it cracks open, you are able to get up off the chair and allow the cocoon to fall to the ground. And as it falls to the ground, all those old things that you were are left behind. They are in the cocoon. You are now a completely different person. And that makes you feel good. And you can feel that. And as you feel that, the change that has taken place, the metamorphosis that has taken place, you start to leave the chamber. And you walk back through the crystal cave. And out into the sunlight. And as you look around at the sky and the ocean, it looks completely different to you. As you breathe in that wonderful air, it feels completely different. Your lungs feel different. Your whole body feels different. You feel lighter. You feel brighter. You feel at peace with yourself. And you continue to walk down that path along the ocean as the waves come in and as the waves go out. And your heart is filled with gratitude. Because you realize that a right spirit has been reborn in you. You have changed. You have changed. You have changed. Rest there in that thought a moment. I'm now going to count from 1 up to 5. On the count of 5, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 1. Slowly, easily, and effortlessly coming back to full awareness, bringing every detail of this session with you. 2, every muscle and every nerve in your body feels loose and limp and relaxed. 3, you feel good. From the tips of your toes to the top of your head, you feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. 4, your eyes start to feel as though they were bathed in cool spring water. On the next count now, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake and feeling wonderful. 5, eyes open, wide awake, and feeling wonderful. Oh, you're back. Would anyone like to share anything? Of course it was. Speak into the mic.
It was fabulous.
Anybody else?
I saw the crystals before you mentioned them.
So did I.
Never mind.
Why do I even bother?
I saw the crystal chair before you mentioned it.
Good, I didn't say electric. Anybody else?
I used it to get rid of my guilt and shame.
Ah, mm-hmm. And you left it behind. Yeah. This is how easy it is to change people.
I realize how much I have been choosing negative thinking.
That's cool.
Anybody else? Did everyone feel something?
Yes.
Good. And the way you did it was right for you. Please remember that. There is no right or wrong way to do anything. We have been told that. All our lives, it must be done this way. When that thought comes into your head, remind yourself that you are an individualized expression of this thing we call God, and you do it your way. And it's wonderful. I just so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson.